The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Wandered in the last 30 seconds. Probably know something special is going on at this Mass. Some of our brothers and sisters, young brothers and sisters, are having their first Holy Communion today. And I ask you before Mass if I need to get help a little bit with the homily here. Not a lot, but a little pressure, right? Because this Eucharist is food, a special kind of food. We all have favorite foods. If you have any favorite foods, something that's your favorite thing to eat, one of your favorite things, what's one of your favorite foods? Do you have any favorite foods? Be shy. You shout them out or raise your hand. Favorite food? Chicken. There you go. Fried chicken or chicken nuggets? Any kind of chicken? Any kind of chicken. What's one of your favorite foods?
Lasagna.
Your favorite food? Ice cream. Your favorite food?
Pizza.
Yeah. And of course, every other kind of food is a thing, right? It's something that we eat. But the Eucharist is someone, isn't it? Who is it that we receive in the Eucharist? It's someone, yeah. Jesus. And who's Jesus? Who's Jesus?
Our Savior.
Yeah, and there's many things that are true about Jesus. He's the Son of God, right? He's God. Talks about that today. In this image of the vine and the branches. With him, without him, apart from him, we can do nothing. It's because he's God. Yeah. Anything else about Jesus that you know? Yeah.
He's the light of the world.
Yeah. So many things. Yeah.
Died for our sins.
He's our Savior. The Son of Mary as well. Because the God became one of us. He's really human. He came one of us to die. And he gives himself to us in this extraordinary way in the Eucharist. You can receive him for the first time. You've received him in many ways, but here in this full way, because it's all of Jesus. It's in a unique way, right? Because we use, what do we use? We use bread and wine, what Jesus did at the Last Supper, and then he changed it into his body and blood. But it's not like something gross, like we're not nibbling on his toes or eating his ears or anything. No. People thought that at one time, you people eat Jesus, that's terrible. No, it's in a unique way. But we say it's really Jesus. We have this wonderful image today in the gospel. Huh? Jesus came and said, I am the vine and you are the branches. He said, remain in me as I remain in you. That's one of the reasons why he gives himself to us. He does remain in us, above all in the Eucharist, but so that we can remain in him. Why do we eat? Why do we eat lasagna or chicken or pizza? Why do we eat food? Why do your mom and dad usually as well want you to maybe eat some vegetables or some fruits and so forth? What happens to food when we eat it? It becomes part of you, right? And it gives us energy, right? Being able to go and play sports and do chores around the house and play with friends and give your mom hugs and all sorts of things, right? Just to live. Well, What happens when we receive Jesus? It's the opposite. Did you know that? Instead of praying, instead of us eating lasagna and lasagna becoming us, we're meant to eat Jesus, and we become Jesus. Meaning we become one with Jesus. We become more like Jesus. Not that we have the same hair color or the same eye color. Right? Your eye color is not going to change into Jesus' eye color when you receive him in the Eucharist. But what's meant to happen, why he gives himself to us, because he loves you, and he loves you, is to help us to become more like him, and in a very particular way, to be able to love. That's what God is. God is love. And he made us like him. So it's meant to give us energy and strength in a particular way. That's why Jesus says, remain in me as I remain in you. And John makes that clear in the second meeting. He says, we remain in Jesus by keeping his commandments, by loving the way he taught us to love and how he showed us to love. And that's not true just when we're 7 or 8 or for the first time we receive Jesus. That's why God made all of us, and why, of course, he wants to give himself to every single one of us. That's his desire, that all would come to know and believe him, and certainly to see his presence here in his church and in his sacraments, to be able to receive him. Because there's something that's very intimate about receiving him in the Eucharist. But it's unique. It's not going to taste different, right? You guys all were able to taste one of the hosts before it was what we call consecrated at the Mass, right? It was still bread. What did you think of it? Did you like the taste of it? It's all right. Kind of, nothing special. It's not like pizza. It's not like chicken. It's not like ice cream. But it's not about how it tastes in our mouth. But it's Jesus changing it into himself precisely so we can become more like him. Not that he doesn't come to destroy us, but to truly become who he made you to be. It's true for all of us. Is to become more like him, to become one with him, to remain in him. And so that's a choice, right? Love is always a choice. And to always be able to approach Jesus with that gratitude, with that faith. Oh, it's not just bread. It doesn't look like Jesus. Still looks like bread, still tastes like bread, still smells like bread, still feels like bread. You see, it's not bread anymore, it's Jesus. More than this, but it's really in Jesus embracing you, showering himself, giving himself. We would all be renewed, whether it's our first time receiving Jesus, or it's our 10,000th time receiving Jesus. He would say, God wants us to grow closer to him, and as well, he wants to. There are many reasons, but one of the reasons is precisely what we hear today. He wants to give you that strength, that love, to remain in him. And of course we know, right, he's our Savior. Meaning, he didn't come just to give us strength, but he came to heal us, to rescue us. And sometimes for all of us, this is true, we fall, right? We don't remain in him. We choose not to. I know what you're commanded, but I'm going to choose something else. And Jesus is always there, right? Yes, we have that other beautiful image. I know you've spent time with both these images, the vine and the branch, but Jesus is the good shepherd, and he seeks us out, and he lays down his life for us. And so it's always to be open to that, to have that heart of, Jesus, I want to approach you with that, we call a humble, contrite heart. A heart full of gratitude, but also a heart full of recognizing I need your mercy, Jesus, and that you love to give it. That's above all how we grow in strength and we grow in remaining him. So I want to leave us with the particular image, because there's something that's helpful about this image about the Eucharist, because when we eat our favorite food or any food, the body does what it does, right? We don't have to think about it. It doesn't matter, actually, you know? It's good for our body, it does what it's supposed to do. If we eat something that's not good for our body, it just happens. But the Eucharist always requires you and I to be involved, our will, our love, okay? I'm going to get something for us. And I use this image last year. I usually use it because it's helpful for me, all of us, to think about the Eucharist. What do I have here? Kool-Aid, cherry Kool-Aid. You like Kool-Aid? so-so about Kool-Aid. Right? What happens with Kool-Aid? You need water, and you need the Kool-Aid stuff. You put the Kool-Aid in the water, and what happens to the water? It turns red, and it becomes Kool-Aid, right? Yeah. That's a little bit like the Eucharist, right? We're like the water, and the Kool-Aid is like Jesus in the Eucharist, and we're meant to receive Jesus, and then we become Jesus, and we're strengthened to love. Should I make some Kool-Aid now? Yeah, put the Kool-Aid in the water? I got Kool-Aid, right? Yeah? No? What's wrong? Gotta open it, okay. Yeah. Right? Should I drink it this way? No. Oh, that would hurt me, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, the Eucharist, right? Because it's a relationship, because Jesus is God, and He loves us, and He wants to help us enter into Him, we have to have that open heart, huh? That belief and that humility. What's the one thing for us would be like receiving Jesus, like keeping the Kool-Aid in the bottle? That's our, what we would call unrepentant sin. Areas where we know we didn't do the right thing, and we're still holding on to it. We haven't said I'm sorry. Then it's like putting it, like receiving Jesus by putting the bottle of the Kool-Aid, but we have that humble heart. We open up our hearts, and then we've got something new, don't we? Oh, we've got Kool-Aid. There it is. It's what? Real Kool-Aid. Cherry Kool-Aid. Now it's Kool-Aid. You can drink it after Mass if you want. That's why Jesus wants to change us. Not destroy us, but change us. To ask for that grace. And that's true for all of us. Are we approaching Jesus with that open heart? He wants to give Himself to us. He wants us to remain in Him. That's where our life is. He wants, by abiding in Him, we can do anything and everything that He calls us to. An amazing gift. And so on this day, as we celebrate your first communion, you're just giving yourself to you to the first child. So all of us, parents, grandparents, and all of us, be renewed in that love. And our hearts will be open today and every day to receive that and to remain. Okay, let's stand with gratitude for God's love for us in Jesus. Let us profess what we believe.